So glad you can join me for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Tim Gustafson wrote today's reading, and he titled it, The Payoff. In 1921, artist Sam Rodia began construction of his Watts Towers. 33 years later, 17 sculptures rose as high as 30 meters over Los Angeles. Musician Jerry Garcia was dismissive of Rodia's life work. "That's the payoff," said Garcia, "that thing that exists after you're dead." Then he said, "Wow, that's not it for me." So what was the payoff for him? His bandmate Bob Weir summed up their philosophy. "In eternity, nothing will be remembered of you, so why not just have fun?" A wealthy wise man once tried to find the payoff by doing everything he possibly could. He wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, "I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good." But he noted, "The wise, like the fool, will not be long remembered." He concluded, "The work that is done under the sun was grievous to me." The life and message of Jesus radically counter such short-sighted living. Jesus came to give us life to the full and taught us to live this life with the next one in view. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth," he said in Matthew chapter 6, "but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Then he summed it up, "Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." That's the payoff, both under the sun and beyond. The scripture reading for today's devotion is from Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 and verses 11 through 17. "I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is madness. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was good for people to do under the heavens during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them." And now picking up at verse 11. "Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise have eyes in their heads, while the fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I said to myself, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said to myself, this too is meaningless. For the wise, like the fool, will not be long remembered. The days have already come when both have been forgotten. Like the fool, the wise too must die. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind." Would you spend some time in prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, help us to live life with an eternal perspective in everything we do. Help us to seek your kingdom and your righteousness above everything else, storing up treasures in heaven. You, Lord, are what brings meaning to life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.